Naked Empire by Terry Goodkind. To Tom Doherty, always a champion in the struggle of good against evil. Chapter 1. You knew they were there, didn't you? Kaylin asked in a hushed tone as she leaned closer. Against the darkening sky, she could just make out the shapes of three black-tipped races, taking to wing, beginning their nightly hunt. That was why he'd stopped. That was what he'd been watching as the rest of them waited in uneasy silence. Yes, Richard said. He gestured over his shoulder without turning to look. There are two more back there. Kaylin briefly scanned the dark jumble of rock, but she didn't see any others. Lightly grasping the silver pommel with two fingers, Richard lifted his sword a few inches, checking that it was clear of its scabbard. A last fleeting glimmer of amber light played across his golden cape as he let the sword drop back in place. In the gathering gloom of dusk, his familiar, tall, powerful contour seemed as if it were no more than an apparition made of shadows. Just then, two more of the huge birds shot by right overhead. One, wings stretched wide, let out a piercing scream as it banked into a tight gliding turn, circling once in assessment of the five people below before stroking its powerful wings to catch its departing comrades in their swift journey west. This night, they would find ample food. Kaylin expected that as Richard watched them, he was thinking of the half-brother that until just recently he hadn't known existed. That brother now lay a hard day's travel to the west in a place so naked to the burning sun that few people ever ventured there. Fewer still ever returned. The searing heat, though, had not been the worst of it. Beyond those desolate lowlands, the dying light silhouetted a remote rim of mountains, making them look as if they had been charred black by